You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Podcast Juice is working it like a job and we need your help. Check out our crowdsourcing campaign over on Indiegogo. Details are on PodcastJuice.net. Remember, work it like a job and let's take this thing to the next level.
New Knicks United for West Compton.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to PodcastJuice.net. This is Two Knicks United for Podcasting. Q Storm, how are you, sir?
Well, I went to the movies today and I'm ascending.
All right.
We can't talk about that right now.
No.
We'll save that for tomorrow, I guess.
Yes, yes. But man, it's been a week or more. And man, I'm a little worn out, but we're going to keep it hot, as Marlon Wayans like to say. We got some topics on deck today. Tonight, first, man, I wanted to just mention my man Bobby Brown. Man, he's in the news. His daughter is not doing very well. Apparently, she's like in a coma on life support. Bobby Christina Brown. Is her first name just Bobby Christina? Because I'm sitting there like,
I assume her first name is Bobby and her middle name is Christina.
Because I feel a little sort of way that they don't call her Bobby Brown. Because that's her dad. Her daddy's name is Brown. Her name must be Brown. But they don't know.
Well, they don't want to be so formal. But if they just say Bobby Brown, then everybody's going to think that they're talking about the father.
I guess. I bet you. I'm surprised they don't be saying Bobby Whitney. I've seen it say Bobby Christina Whitney Brown. And I'm like, what kind of crap? New age, independent, single bull crap. Come on, man. Can we just have the goddamn name?
What's the beef here now?
Well, first of all, how would the name... Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I said wrong. I've seen it say Bobby Christina Houston Brand.
Bobby Christina. Yeah, that's just a hyphenate because I guess she kept her name.
Kept whose name? Her daddy's name is Brown.
What
other name?
Houston.
What other name would she have?
What are you talking about?
Okay. I've seen the name, and I'll look it up. Bobby Christina
right.
Houston Brown.
Right. So Whitney Houston kept her name. Her last name is Houston. Bobby Brown obviously didn't change his name.
Why would he change his name?
Huh?
Why
right.
would the man
exactly.
change it? So why would the baby have some hyphenated bull crap? Why wouldn't she supposed to have the name of her daddy?
Yeah, see, because you're trying to be a caveman, bro.
It's not like a damn caveman. Man, that's bullshit.
It's the 21st century. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Well, yeah, it's whack.
Why shouldn't a mother have her name recognized?
Because that's not the way. That's not how we do it. Because that's some bullshit. The man, he's supposed to take the name of the father.
All right, Gronk.
Motherfucker's name wasn't Luke. What was Lars Skywalker?
Huh?
Exactly. He took Anakin's last name. He didn't take Owen Lars's last name.
Because Owen Lars wasn't his daddy. That's why.
So, and that's right. Whitney ain't her daddy. God damn it.
The hell? Okay, man. Are you on that podcast, Juice?
And the sad thing is I'm not. So imagine if I was. But anyway, let's stay on target, as you say. But my heart does go out to Bobby Brown, man, because I couldn't imagine my daughter in a situation like that. Plus, you know, my wife or ex-wife, excuse me, would died, you know, and they being found in similar type of situations. That's got to be that's a head buster. Like, my heart goes out to him, man. That's some sad stuff and hard stuff to deal with, man. And I see the reports of, you know, the question, you know, doctors are saying she should be taken off of life support. And
that's what I'm tripping on.
I guess Bobby is saying, nah, he's going to keep her on there and just pray for a miracle. But, man, whew, it's tough.
It's been 5 days?
I think so, yeah.
And the doctor's like, look, kick rocks. We need this bed. What? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know if they're saying like that. Maybe I don't. Again, I don't know the details, but I would imagine they're saying, you know, the brain damage is to the point where she'll never regain her. You know, at least what this, I'm assuming they said, she's never going to regain who she is or be a conscious person. I don't know. You know, but you know how those situations are. Now here's some. Now here's the another bullshit. TMZ is reporting. Here's the headline: Bobby Brown, bloody family brawl. Son calls mom a crackhead.
Son, Bobby Brown's son.
I didn't even know he had a son. Let's go into this. It says actually an update. It says cops tell us the fight started over a valet parking ticket between Tina and her son. Cops also say a witness told them Shane allegedly began throwing punches at his mother after he was hit. Okay, I don't even know what they're talking about. So it says, as if Bobby Brown didn't have enough on his plate, his family got into a bloody bottle smashing all out melee during his birthday dinner Thursday night in Atlanta. After Bobby left Bobby Christina's hospital bedside, he went to have dinner with his wife, siblings, and cousins at their hotel restaurant, where people got wasted and things blew up. Family sources tell us Bobby's nephew, Shane Brown, called his mother and Bobby's older sister, Tina, a crackhead. And then shit went to hell. We're told Tina spit in her son's face, cracked a bottle over his head. Multiple punches were thrown. And one witness says there was blood everywhere. When the dust settled, three people were injured. And we're told Shane had got stitches from the cut on his head. Damn, his mom is not playing. This sound like the mom from Empires.
Well, now, Mike, Cookie. You got to tell us what category does she go into?
Which one?
You know which one.
Oh, she's the wrong. That's the wrong one, man. That's a mom is you. Oh, crank it now! Damn, just cracked a bottle over his head. That's crazy. That's why I said I feel for Bobby Brown, man. Like, too much drama, man.
What? Do we know why she's in the state she's in, the daughter?
I don't know. You know, speculation of drugs, but I don't know if they've actually said. I think they did say it was some sort of drug overdose, possibly. So, I mean, wow. Man, you know, it's sad, man. Whoa, what the hell was that?
Oh, that was TMZ. I clicked on a. Well, I clicked on a link that had nothing to do with what we're talking about, but they had a picture of Amber Rose. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, Lord. I think he was on TitsMZ or some shit.
All up on Chris Brown.
Uh-huh. The power of the P. Got your clicks.
So, damn, I'm all shook. I forgot what I was
saying. Yeah, thinking about that Amber Rose.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. I mean, I'm curious to know why. I mean, it seems like if it was drugs, they would have said something by now.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know how these situations go. Whitney Houston, as popular as she was, the drug thing didn't really come out to the mainstream for way later in her career, so. You know how
I want to produce the reality show. I put it in the Facebook instant message. You know, Jackson's versus Houston's celebrity court.
Why did Jackson's got to be brought down to this level? Come on.
The Jacksons are just as ratchet as.
Nah, people not dying. Well, Michael died, but. Okay, well.
And Jermaine's melting away slowly. And they all fighting over the money like these people are going to be fighting over money.
They should have had Jermaine in Jupiter's Ascending. Like, he would have been one. Like, who is this? Is this special effects? Like,
he would have been one of them plastic-faced androids.
They could have had him playing that dude. I don't even know his name. The bad guy. I want to know.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to get it.
I said do it now! I was wrong!
Your Majesty, do it!
I was like, what the how is this half a fag cop kind of bad guy? Wow. Sissy boys, man.
You just say that.
I'm uncut tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just joking, so Get off of it.
It does look like in Jupiter there are a lot of gay men.
We got to get into it tomorrow, but I was like, really? Even in outer space, these motherfuckers is bitches. Like, I don't get it.
Or they, but the one, okay, one brother had his Hugh Hefner on. He was getting his Hugh Hefner on.
Yeah, and he looked the most suspect. But yeah, you're right.
All right, like, that's enough of that.
Yeah, Lana Rakowski. Why? What did you?
What was it? Was Andy before, right?
What isn't one of them named Andy or
I'm just trying to remember. It was Andy, and one of them became a woman. I guess that's Lana, right?
Yeah. I think now it's Lana and Andy. I think.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole another story. Anyway. Okay. Back. Staying on target.
Shout out to Bruce Jenner.
Hilarious. I'm just glad they aren't spotlighting Carl Lewis. But anyway.
That's rough.
So yeah, shout out to Bobby Brown, man. Whew, I'm praying for you, brother. Pull through. Stay strong for real. All right. Moving on. Oh, I had a story I wanted to bring up. This shit is crazy. Let me read the headline here. Police. Family plots to teach child a lesson with fake kidnapping. Oh, you must have heard this.
Yeah.
Troy, Missouri, I believe. All right, listen to this. And I want you to guess the race.
See, damn. Are you trying to lose listeners?
I'm living up to the nickname tonight. Family members plotted to have a 6-year-old boy kidnapped to teach him a lesson on stranger danger because he was too nice to people. All right. Investigators learned that sometime before February 2nd, 38-year-old Denise approached a coworker, 23-year-old Nathan, I'm going to leave the last names up, and asked him to kidnap her nephew to scare him. The victim's mother, 25-year-old Elizabeth, and grandmother, she's the older woman, and grandmother, 58-year-old Rose, agreed with the plan to kidnap the young boy to teach him a lesson. This young boy is 6 years old. The boy's mother and grandmother did not know Nathan's last name. Oh, they did not know Nathan's last name. I guess the guy that was going to do the kidnapping. I guess that's important that they didn't know his full name. On February the 2nd, authorities said that Nathan Nathan parked his pickup truck by the boy's bus stop and waited for him to be dropped off after school. He then lured the 6-year-old boy into his truck and drove off. All right, so the boy's frightened, and he's told that he'll never see his mother again and that he would be, quote, nailed to the wall of a shed. Right? The young boy began crying, at which point Nathan pulled a handgun out and threatened to harm the child if he didn't stop crying. Investigators said that Nathan bound the boy's hands and feet with plastic bags, then covered the boy's face with a jacket, drove the boy to his home, carried the child in the basement, and left him there. Now, the boy's aunt walked down into the basement, pulled the victim's pants down. Let me back it up again. The boy's aunt walked into the basement and pulled the little boy's pants down and began shouting that he should be sold into sex slavery. This is a 6-year-old boy. She also allegedly chastised the child for not trying to resist her. The boy was kept in the basement for some time longer before he was finally unbound and allowed to go upstairs, at which time his family lectured him about stranger danger. Ain't that a bitch? Family members kept in contact with Nathan via cell phone during the whole ordeal, which lasted for 4 hours. Now, the little boy was scolded for not telling nobody. Well, apparently he learned his lesson because the boy went to school on Wednesday the next day and contacted and told the school, and the school contacted the family services.
He's saying like Prince.
Yeah. And the sheriff's office called to the home. Child was placed in protective custody. Family members told investigators their intent was to educate the child, and they felt they did nothing wrong. Well, those sons of bitches, sick bastards, got arrested, $25,000 bail, and I hope they get their asses whipped in jail. Come on, man. Guess the race.
Polynesian.
Come on, my white brethren. Is this what we're doing now in 2015? Are we going to teach that little boy a lesson? Why are you
traumatizing him?
Yeah, okay. Come on, really? That's horrible. Just to even the first part, throwing him in a car, and then you're going to have some stranger pull a gun on your child? And then, why were you pulling his pants down? I'm going to sell you into sex slavery. Really? You're trying to create it. They're trying to create that dude from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
I said, get into the bag or whatever he said. They're trying to make some sick. That's why. Let me slow down. Let me edit myself.
I mean, does a 6-year-old even know what sex is?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would he know what sex slavery is? Like, why would you introduce that into his brain like that? Pull his pants down. Pull a little wee-wee out. That's sexual abuse, man. It's sick. That's what I said. These parents or family members, some sick, the grandmother, 50, you're too old for this shit. What are you doing? This is that.
You say she like Danny Glover?
Yeah, this is that, boy. What she's like is, what's that movie with Burt Reynolds?
Ooh, I don't know.
Deliverance.
Wow.
They on that Deliverance, man. Wow. Bing, 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 bing. Squeal like a pig, boy. Sick, man.
Damn, people, Michael Dean's in rare form tonight.
Sick, man.
Yeah, I call me crazy. I just told my kids, shout Stranger Danger 911. And I take them to karate class 3 times a week.
You sure you don't want me and Big Sexy and everybody to come down there? And
if you want to catch your ass up.
We can set them up so when you come out of school and jump them and take them in the hood. Pull a gun out on them and stuff. You want to teach them a lesson? Man, toughen them up, man.
Yeah, right. Because that's what a black child needs.
I know, right? Maybe you can go get some. I'm going to get my white friends and put the white hood on and throw them in the back of the van. Teach them what it's like to be black. Understand your heritage, little nigga.
Did they make a movie about that called Drop Squad?
I guess so. That would be some crazy These kids today, they don't know what. They don't understand the struggle. They calling each other niggas, and I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some of my friends, string them up. Got you now, boy. You want to be a nigger.
Wow.
Teach him a lesson, man, and just say, hey, I was just trying to teach him how the importance of his heritage and his people.
Sit down. Just sit down and watch Malcolm X. Don't have to be all that serious. It's not that serious.
Apparently in Missouri, it is serious. Boy, that family don't fuck around.
Hey, you know what would have made that story even better? Is if that cat that found that white girl had saved the boy. Yes, y'all, I was cooking some ribs over here. I cooked my ribs.
What was his name, man?
They pulled my pants down. So I had to go over there. That looked hilarious.
Wow. I guess, man. There's some sick people. And that's the parents. That's the sad part about it. Like, the child's supposed to be safe with his own family. But these bastards, man. I'm sorry for the boy, man. That's sad. Definitely, definitely.
They need a serious ass woman.
See, I'm just looking at. Oh, boy. Boy, boy, boy. This is a headline. I ain't even read this. I just saw it. This is Seattle. High school football players charged with attempted rape and broom attack.
And broom attack?
Yes.
Amadou Diallo resurfaced? What is this?
Above the headline, it says, warning, this story contains graphic language. Seattle, five Juanita High School football players accused of trying to rape a special needs student with a broomstick were charged in juvenile court on Friday with attempted rape. The five students, who were all 14 to 15 years, are accused of abusing a 17-year-old special needs student last December in a locker room in Juanita High. Kirkland police were called to the high school on December 22nd after getting a call from a woman claiming her nephew had been sexually assaulted with a broomstick. The boy's aunt told police she had been contacted early in the day by the school's athletic director, who told her there had been an incident between her nephew and members of the football team. The victim, a senior in the school's special needs program, told police he had been hanging around the locker room with members of the school's freshman football team when five of the players started to tease him about finding a picture of his girlfriend. The teasing continued, and one of the players eventually called the victim into the shower area, where police say he and other players grabbed the victim, pulled down his sweatpants and underwear. Once his pants and underwear were down, one of the players began, quote, jabbing the victim in the thigh and buttocks with the broomstick. The victim later told police one of the players recorded the attack on his cell phone. Police say one of the suspects soon said, "This isn't funny anymore," and the teens stopped their attack. The victim told police he was contacted that night by the head football coach, who said he was sorry that happened. Detectives later tracked down and interviewed several witnesses to the attack. One witness said he had no doubt the attack was planned and that the players were trying to stick the broom in the victim's rectum.
What the hell is going on? I don't. What part of football is this?
Witnesses who also said the attack was a form of hazing known as, quote, juvie, which is when someone is held down and a broomstick or finger is stuck up that person's rectum. Witnesses also said the attack appeared to be a retaliation for an event earlier that day when the victim and several football players were throwing ice water at each other. When detectives interviewed the five suspects, all but one either blamed someone else or denied taking part in the attack. The fifth player admitted his role in the incident. When asked what his plan was, he told police, "I was going to stick a broom up the victim's ass." That's brilliant.
He was a slow one. He was a slow one. He didn't catch on. You're supposed to lie.
The suspects, who are not being named because they are minors, were all charged Friday in juvenile court with second-degree attempted rape. Prosecutors don't believe the assault was sexually motivated, but falls under the category of rape because the suspects attempted or threatened penetration with a broom handle.
You know what? I've never been more... When you use the word penetration in this context, it sounds so ugly.
Man, listen. The schools today, out of control. You got teachers doing kids, and you got boys, the jocks, jubian. Or... Listen, the whole thing don't make any sense. I'm going to try and rationalize unrational behavior, but help me understand the part of the choice of, yo, let's juby. Let's see. Hey, yo, Ricky, you want to do the broomstick or the finger? Huh?
Wow. Well, Mike, you put it that way.
Who's putting their finger up other dude's ass? As a form of initiation. What the fuck? What part of the game? I mean, even if you was the sick dude, would you, hey man, take my finger. I'm gonna do it. Really? Get that dude out the crew quick, man. Y'all need to get new. They need to cancel the sports program, man. Oh,
right.
The coach. Oh, Mrs. Such and such, the head coach is on the phone. Ma'am, there was an incident. I'm sorry that happened.
What would you do?
Listen, I don't advocate violence, but if there had been a school shooting based off of this, I would have understood. If you're going to go ride, then you, this is what you're going to ride for. Not because they're picking a, well, a little corny shit, but raping kids and punking people like this in prison or something, they all got to go, man.
Now, I'm reading one of the comments, the first comment. I'm assuming I'm on the same site as you. KOMO News.
Yep, KOMO News, yep.
The first comment says, when I was in junior high in Eastern Washington, there was an incident like this in Sunnyside. You know what that is? Sunnyside?
Yeah, Eastern. It's in the Eastern part. It's far away from here. Yeah.
Where they raped a fellow wrestler with a broomstick. The poor kid is crippled for life and has to use a colostomy bag for the rest of his life.
What kind of shit is that, man? That's disgusting. Them dudes, I hope them dudes that did it are freaking in prison for life, man. It's just horrible. What's going on?
You know what? That would be, if that happened, that would be a case where I would probably call the police and say, get a jail cell ready. Get your best men on the case. Because some people about to die.
Yeah, man. I'd be like, you better go get them kids right now before I go over there. And better go. Because, man, that's disgusting, man.
Can you imagine some dumbass kids cripple your son for life?
Like I said, man, what's that movie with, what's the guy who played in Footloose?
The Prisoners, right?
No. The one that was in Footloose, the guy who played Footloose. What's his name?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. He was in that one movie where they killed his son or something and killed his wife.
I didn't see. It was a horror movie, right?
No. It's like when it's the wrong one movie. Like he was a good dude, you know, regular husband dude, and the gang dudes took his family down, came to his house, and it was just him and his son left, and he went berserk. And he just turned into the wrong one and took them all
Kevin
out.
Bacon? I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it's a cold one. I'll look it up. But yeah, that's what I all day. Like, I just, hey, I guess we all going to go then. Because everybody, you know, you, your fam, I don't, all of them got to ride. I'm lost. I'll be psycho. I'll be out of my mind.
Oh, was it? No, it wasn't that one. Well, I want to know what movie this is.
Yeah, was it Kevin Bacon? Yeah, it was Kevin Bacon, I believe. Oh, he's in a lot of movies, obviously, but. Yeah, but yeah, man, that stuff is horrible. That's horrible, man. I really feel bad for the kid. And he's a special needs dude, man. Come on, man. That's what. I don't know, man. These kids are a little too hardcore for me. It's a difference between being hardcore where, yo, let me get them shoes, partner. You know what I mean?
Nah, I see what you're saying.
But this type, nigga, we wasn't like. Yeah, he wasn't raping dudes, I said we wasn't raping dudes. Like it wasn't even an option. Like that's just so ridiculous. I mean, even the hardcore motherfucker would be like, "Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, nigga. Are you crazy? You need help, man. Get some therapy or something. You're not raping no. Just get some pussy, nigga. What are you talking about? Well, who gonna stick their finger up his ass? You the guy whooped. You the guy beat." Even suggesting some shit like that. Like,
I don't condone violence in any way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, no matter if it's preventing this or not, but I can surely understand it.
I'd be like, man, get this nigga, man.
That's when you turn old dog.
Exactly. Like, what? Man, I stick my finger in your ass. Yo, you want this cheeseburger? Oh, speaking of food, man, I was at I was downtown. Yeah, I'm working right now, so I was at not this particular second, but and I was downtown in Seattle, and I see this place. I'm not gonna shout their name out because I don't want to shout them, but they sell hot dogs. That's what it says on the thing, right? I was like, okay, let me go over here. I've seen this place for years. I've actually never walked in this place. So I go in there. I said, oh man, you got hot dogs, man. Because I was like a little hungry. I said, fuck it, let me just get a hot dog. He's like, yeah, hey, guy, hey, what's up, boss? I mean, and when I'm saying, you know, there's people say that and they don't mean it like that. He's like, hey, how you going, new boss? I said, hey, what's up, man? You guys got hot dogs? I said, cool. And he's like, yeah, but they're all vegetarian. I said, what? Oh, yeah, the vegetarian hot dogs. I was like, oh, okay, wow. Well, damn. I was like, this is some Seattle shit. I said, okay. Well, what about the one up there? Say Plain Jane. That's just regular hot dog, right? Well, yeah, it's a soy dog. I was like, can we get a motherfucking hot dog, man? God damn. Who eats a vegetarian hot dog? That's the whole point. It's supposed to be just mystery meat shit. I was like, when I was kind of, God damn it. I said, man, all right, go ahead and give me that, man. Damn. Did you want it raw or grilled?
Raw.
I looked at him, Nick, and he was white, dude. I want to see Nick. I'm going to eat a raw soy dog.
He asked you if you wanted to eat a hot dog raw?
Yeah, like, not cooked. I'm like, come on, man. Get off of this wussified fucking green. And I said, nah, I take it grilled, bro. Go ahead and cook mine. Oh, would you like...
Was he just an idiot or what?
That's their style, man. He's like, oh, you know, onions on that? Yeah, go ahead and throw the onions on. Cool. So when I'm thinking, okay, at least... I get it, man, and it is the most un-hot dog looking. It's first some sort of big wheat bun that's brown. Wow. I'm like, God damn it. And then we let the onions kind of on it. I don't know. I guess they were grilled. I don't know. I take a bite out of this thing. I damn near threw up. I was like, this is shit. Like, I'm on one tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, you motherfuckers, man, can't we just get a regular hot dog?
You don't want to shout out the name of the place?
It's Cyber Dog. So it is an internet hot dog restaurant, cafe, whatever.
Well, you know, it's funny. As soon as I Googled vegetarian hot dog Seattle, that's the first thing that came up.
Hysterical. There you go. I was like, I mean, shout out to dude was cool. I'm talking, he was cool and stuff, but I'm like, damn, man, you can't, I just want to get a damn, I hate that specialty shit. Like, I just want regular food.
But this, doesn't it say vegetarian dogs? Because it says the first,
well, not
the
first outside. Thing you see, right? It doesn't say it outside. Uh-huh. I'm looking at the menu. I see that, you know, it has kind of the funny little names and stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is going to be. Like some cool hot dogs. That's what I was thinking. Like, oh, okay, they may have the sausage dog or something or whatever. I was like, man. I just didn't feel like walking nowhere else. I was like, okay. But I'll never go back. I'm good. I just had to put that out there. But shout out to them. I mean, if you like that kind of stuff, hey, they got it for you. It ain't cheap. But there you go.
Well, I can tell you a similar story. This cat I used to know. Maybe I shouldn't say his name, but I knew him when he had his Rasta. He had his Rasta going on. This was when maybe the first few years of me living out in the New York area. Mm. And he was one of these cats, you know, full of hustle, full of game. Because I was supposed to do a project with him, some video. He was going to hire me, and he wanted me to meet him at this place downtown. I want to say it was like Soho or something like that. And it was a Chinese place, and he ordered General Tso's chicken, which I love. It's not healthy for you, so I kind of cut back on it, but then kind of found out it was an all vegetarian Chinese place. And he said, Mike, you know, try this, man. You know, he's like the Lisa, he's like a male Lisa Bonet.
Wow.
Just that laid back kind of.
He's Lenny Kravitz, basically.
Yeah, but that's a good comparison.
He's a lady, Lisa Bonet.
And I tasted. I'm like, it was tofu, you know, tofu.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And I'm cool with tofu in small little pieces. But if it's chicken, I'm going to be eating chicken. It's not natural, man. It's not of God. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I like the sauce.
Wow. Tofu, Asian, anything. And that makes no sense to me, but I want MSG.
I like some tofu in my pad thai. I don't mind that.
What do you call it? Pad Thai?
Pad Thai is a Thai. You know, you've had Pad Thai. I thought you've talked about that before, eating some of that.
Pad Thai.
It's basically a Thai.
I know. I'm saying
it's. Oh, you know what it is. Okay.
Pad Thai. It's not pad.
Oh, how's it called? How's it pronounced?
Pad Thai.
Okay.
I just know. Well, I don't know. Like,
I've always heard.
I've never heard anybody say Pad Thai, but maybe it is.
Maybe you might be right. That's you sound. That sounds more like what it should sound like. So you might be right. But backing up a little bit, that film, was it called Death Sentence?
I think that was it. Yes. Yes, that is it, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like that movie, man. I might have to watch that again. It's one of those, you know, yeah, that is that movie. I remember when it came out in the theaters, I had to see it because I saw that trailer. I was like, oof, shit.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking at it now, 2007. I like these types of movies. Where it's like, you know, they killed you. He basically, like, if Batman didn't become, like, the hero, he just became the real vigilante killer because he was revenging his family. That's what this is. Like. And the gang isn't, like, the black thugs. It's these crazy psycho white gang member dudes. It's a good movie, I mean, for that kind of genre. It's very brutal.
Well, you might like, I see they made a remake, which I missed as well. But Straw Dogs.
That sounds so familiar.
The original one starred Dustin Hoffman and was directed by Sam Peckinpah.
Straw Dogs. I don't think I've seen
it. They made a remake with Cyclops.
Oh, you know what? I think I did see the remake. I did. I don't remember much about it, but I did see that. I'm looking at the cover. I saw this movie.
I didn't see the remake, but I know the original was highly controversial. It was almost banned, and I think it was banned in England, maybe, because it takes place in England, and there is a pretty gratuitous rape scene.
Mm. Yeah, I have seen this movie. I think it was one of them director video, I think, for some reason. But anyway, let's see. Let me squeeze one more thing in here.
Pause.
Oh, I was going to ask you, did you ever check out that show, web show Money and Violence?
You know what? I was listening to the show again. That was the was that the show about homophobia? You brought that up?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that one.
Oh, it's the one. I think it was the one you had
after it or yet. Something.
Oh yeah, it's been the one. I was listening to it while I was driving, and I don't recommend this, boys and girls, but I checked it out while I was driving on my phone on YouTube.
Wait! You're driving and watching YouTube?
I don't recommend you do that.
Jesus Christ.
I was on the highway. It was late.
That's horrible.
I was one of the few cars on the highway.
I see why. You killed everybody
else. And then I realized, what the fuck am I doing? I got my Ice Cube from Predator on. What the fuck I'm thinking about? So I only saw like the opening of it. But
okay.
I'm going to check it out. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I wanted you to watch it because... I'm just like, you know, these dudes openly, I've been listening to a couple of their interviews, and they're like openly, like, they've never touched a camera before, never edited, never acted or anything, and they got a fucking hit on their hands, man.
See, that's why I don't want to watch it. I'm hating. What am I going to watch that for? Just to realize how...
Motivation, man. If these guys... But, you know, like, so what they do have is the writing and the story is on point.
That's when you need a crew. You need a crew that's willing to work for free. I just have a problem asking people to work for free.
Yeah, that's true. They definitely are. Well, they were definitely working for free, but now, I mean, I'm sure there's so many. They keep talking about there's a possibility of a Netflix thing, a deal or something. So, well, I guess we'll see. But yeah, I love that show. I almost kind of want to go back and watch it all over again.
Wow, is that good, huh?
I just really enjoy it, man. I listen to an interview they have on Combat Jack Show. They're on that one, the newest one. And it's like, they're the characters for real. I mean, they're not thugs or anything, but they play it like themselves. So this is very interesting. But anyway, this last story. We're on this crazy story. Seattle, once again, man. This is wild stuff out here. Highline teacher raped boy living in her home.
Come on, Mike. Let's move on, please.
A Highline school district elementary school teacher faces child rape charges following allegations she sexually abused a former student she'd taken into her home. She was formerly touted as Washington's best teacher. I think she won Teacher of the Year 1 year. Darcy M. Smith is now accused of abusing a boy for more than 2 years. The boy was told investigators Smith, 41, first had sex with him when he was 14 and living in her Renton home. He's now 19. Apparently, for some reason, this boy was not living in his own home and went to go live with this teacher and her fam, because I guess he wasn't doing good at home. He kind of came from a bad home, whatever. And went to go live with this lady. Now, this lady has got a husband and kids. But apparently what she was doing was...
Well, apparently he was the boy next door.
Well, he was the boy in the door. But she... the boy's mother agreed to let him move in with Smith while he was recuperating from an injury. That don't make no sense. Like, why would you... You're going to have your son go live with the teacher. Okay. Speaking with the police, the young boy said Smith... His sixth grade teacher brought him home when he was 12 and began abusing him the following year. The boy described sharing his personal problems with Smith. She first showered him with gifts and affection. The abuse followed and intensified when Smith drank. He said when he was a boy, he thought it was cool. They first had sex when he turned 14. Smith told him not to say anything and made him promise not to tell. Smith said she would go to jail and be in big trouble. Prior to being placed on leave, Smith was widely celebrated for her work with students coming to McKinney, which is high school.
Celebrated for her work.
Yeah. In an essay published in an Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction collection, Smith opened opinion that teachers were required not merely to enrich the lives of our students academically. She took it a little too far. We have a much greater responsibility to the children we teach, Smith wrote in 2013. We do not always know what role we will be fulfilling for a child at any given moment, but it is important to remember that we have a moral obligation to fill these roles when we can.
Wait a minute, did you say fill these roles or fill these holes?
She probably scratched that part out. I mean, it's not really funny. Charged with 3 counts of third-degree child rape, Smith has not been jailed. She is scheduled to be arraigned on February 12th. You have a husband at home. So she made sure her husband went to bed, and then she went to go put her kids to bed. Then she went down with this boy, started drinking and getting some young D. That's sick, man. And you're the teacher of the year.
We should have a new game on this podcast called Guess the Race.
And you know, what grade is she? Listen, I don't understand. Is there something going on where these women that have families want young dudes or something, and they're willing to go so as far as to get kids? I don't understand. Is it a sexual thing or is it a power thing? You know, because they say rape is usually about power, not sex. But it's weird, man.
Right. I can't. This may come out the wrong way, but
pause.
Yeah, right. You can have. I don't want to say you can understand it if it was a man and a young girl. I don't want to say you can understand it, but. Typically, you see men have less control over their urges than women, I would think. So I don't get it at all.
And they be having the dudes in. I mean, he had him in the house. Like, she was raising him as her own child. It was her own.
But why would parents be, Why would the parents have the child? The child was recuperating from something?
Apparently, it says, yeah, the boy's mother agreed to let him move in with Smith while he was recuperating from an injury. Smith, whose house was closer to the hospital than his mother's, was seen as a good influence on the boy.
I just don't, that.
And I think he's a child. He's not black, but it doesn't say in this one, but he's, they put his race in the other story. I just don't see it in front of me. But I just, it's weird, man. It's sad. You can't even trust these teachers. You know, they just, they going, they letting kids go in, you know, running trains, and she got the in-house. You got a grown-ass man sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
You got your kids downstairs. You the teacher of the year. I know she was trying to run so much game, and blam, now she's, I hope this isn't true. I mean, she hasn't been proven guilty or anything. This is the allegation at this point, but, whew, wow.
Who made the allegation?
The boy. He went to the police.
I don't know why you lie about that.
Very true. I guess she can play. She's like Cosby. I mean,
see, Mike. See, damn.
Well, I'm just saying, like, she. Ain't, we don't. It's just his word, and
you want some hot chocolate, baby?
Wow. All right, enough of those stories. You had a question about Fantastic Four trailer.
Are you going to put it all on me now? Well, let's be clear. It's not a trailer. It's a teaser.
Teaser trailer.
Right. And, you know, I guess I've been on Facebook all day. I just don't understand how I... Okay. I guess comic book geeks are suckers all of a sudden.
Wow. I guess somebody has said it.
They're suckers.
Why is that?
Let me explain. Now, we have two Fantastic Four films under our belt now, right?
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
And all of comicdom complained about how they were lame, how Dr. Doom was a joke, mm-hmm. how Galactus was just a cloud, which was lame, right?
Yep.
And they hated him. Now, we hear Trank telling his actors, you don't have to worry about reading the source material. We're not gonna rely on that too much. we got bruh man Michael B. Jordan playing Johnny Storm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got containment suits. Mm-hmm. And here's where it really goes off the rails, where I'm like, I want to turn it into, I don't know if you saw that YouTube clip I put on Facebook with Al Capone talking about, I want him dead. This is where I go Al Capone on Josh Trank. He's got Victor Von Doom as Victor Domashev, mm-hmm. who's a computer geek, hacker.
Mm-hmm.
And Reed Richards is a store clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, let me, you know, some of the things you said earlier, when he said don't read the books or whatever, allegedly that's what he said. But he read the books.
So?
Well, so they don't need to know. Like, he's the one in control and knows where the story's going. They just do what they're told.
I think any actor worth his salt does research on the role he or she is playing.
Maybe two. But again, he's got great... Well, I can only speak for one of the actors that I know. Two of them that I can say they had good work. But Michael B. Jordan, I consider him a great actor. Whether or not he read those, I don't know. But the director and the writer... I don't know if it's the writer or the producer, but even come forward after the trailer and said, this movie will be based on the Ultimates. And I'm taking even some of the direct stuff from Brian Hitch, who drew that, in this movie. So, I mean, he's basing it on not the, his source material is the Ultimates.
So let me ask you this. In the Ultimate, see, I went into this whole thing with this brother named Ben Hameen of Fan Bros fame. I asked him the same questions. He answered them. Let me hear your answer. In the Ultimates FF, was Reed Richards a store clerk when he got his powers?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's based on it. I mean, you could break down any of these movies.
Well, you
could
say it's based on Fantastic Four, the 616 universe. Though. Well,
it's based, again, it's based on the Fantastic Four. I'm just saying what he said out of his mouth. I haven't seen the movie. But to answer your question, I don't believe he was a store clerk. No, I don't think he was.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Johnny Storm, white or black?
Of course he's white.
Okay. Do they wear costumes with four on it?
In the movie?
No, in the book.
Yes, they do. Now, we don't know if they wear that in the movie or not.
Okay. Is Victor Doom, Dr. Doom, was he a monarch wearing an iron suit and ruler of Latveria in the Ultimates comic, FF?
I say yeah, but I don't really know.
Okay.
Now, I've seen a picture of Dr. Doom with the suit in the movie.
Say what?
There is a picture with the Dr. Doom with the hood and the suit on in the movie.
You talking about that bullshit green screen shot where you can't see up close?
Yes, the bullshit green screen shot. Is he wearing the hood in this thing?
Okay.
I'm asking, I'm doing like you. Is he wearing the hood?
Even think he's wearing the green color.
Right, we're not getting the colors. I was asking you, is he wearing the hood and it looks like a mask over his face?
No, it just seems, from what I remember, it's just some lane. It may not even be an actual person. It could be an animatronic.
Right.
Person.
Whether it's an actual person, that's not really what I'm asking. I'm asking whoever that person is depicting as Dr. Doom, is that whoever that is, does he have a hood, which I assumed I can't remember. I think it was green and he looked like he had a face mask on and he was wearing some other tighter type of clothes or something.
I don't remember. That's what I said. I don't remember him wearing a hood, the green hood.
Okay. Did they have a cape hood on, but maybe he didn't have the actual hood on?
I don't think so. Not from what I remember.
He did. But anyway, go ahead and keep going.
Hold on. Let me ask you this. Why would he have a green cape on and a green hood if they're shooting on a green screen?
I don't know the technical aspect. I can't answer that question.
Well, I do know the technical aspect.
Okay,
you don't.
Go ahead.
You use a green screen when you want to key out that color.
Right.
So I don't believe he had on a green cape and cowl.
But you do acknowledge he had on some sort of...
I said he had on the suit, but it looked...
Okay, well then, I had the color wrong. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I guess I had the color wrong.
Okay, what's your point?
Well, no, I was just asking... My point was to say, so he does have something like the books, right?
He said what?
My point was to say he does have something like the books.
Well, the guy in the first Fantastic Four had something like the books. It was still stupid.
Right. I'm not saying it's not stupid. I'm just What were your points?
I'm bringing that up there.
Because you were asking me questions. You didn't get to your point, but I was just asking you the question, and that was my point.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. There you go. So now go back to your points of you were asking me these questions.
Okay. So what you've proven is that there's a computer hacker named Domashev who is wearing an iron suit.
Right. I assume he's a hacker. I haven't seen the movie. It's based off of what has been said.
I think it's fair to judge it based on what they've told, what they're telling us. I can judge what they're telling us.
Yeah, go ahead.
And what he's telling us, it's only going to be some bullshit.
Okay, I mean, I can see how you feel that way. A lot of people do.
So my question is, what is it in this trailer, this teaser, that made comic geeks on internet comic geeks say, "Oh, it doesn't look that bad." Oh,
right.
I'm gonna give it a chance.
Well,
these are the same people that didn't like how Doom looked in the first two Fantastic Four films. Mm-hmm. Why all of a sudden are they saying, "Oh"? These changes make that look petty.
Sure. Well, I can only give you my answer is to say, I thought the trailer, I will say expectations that it was going to look ridiculous and it was a train wreck. There'd be nothing that they could show that would not, you know, fall in line with the expectation of this being horrible. To me, the trailer, it looks like I want to see that movie. I'm curious to see what they're going to do. It seems to be very well. I mean, it looks like a good movie. Does it look like an exact? Does it look like a exact replica of the 616 or anything else? No, but does it look like this? Looks like it could be a good movie. They show you kind of see the characters a little bit. They don't give you a lot, which I think is good, but they give you just enough to like. I kind of want to see this. It looks good. The Michael B. Jordan, all the people. I like when they kind of show the little bit of the thing. I like that last shot where they just kind of all standing there and there's the thing up in the sky or something. I'm like, I kind of want to see what this is all about. It doesn't look horrible at all. You may have problems with the adaptation and does it stick to the script, which I can agree with. I can understand your point, but it doesn't look like it is a horrible movie so far yet. Again, they don't really show a lot, so all these movies could be terrible after the trailer, but the trailer was not horrible to me. Does it stick to the, you know, adhere to the strict thing? No. But I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I don't need to see the exact strict thing if what they show me is good. If it's horrible, then it's horrible. But I was like, the trailer looks good. It makes me want to see it.
Wow.
It doesn't. You thought the trailer looked horrible or something?
I didn't see anything in the trailer to make me feel any. All it was a bunch of close-ups of the actors. Whoop-de-doo. They know.
Well,
it's
a teaser. What else was it supposed to show?
The Star Wars thing was a teaser. I saw people in X-Wing fighters. I saw a Sith with a fucking cross sword. I saw a woman on a I don't know what it was, a lollipop.
Yeah, but that is a great trailer. As a Star Wars fan, I can appreciate everything it shows. Now, as a person who probably doesn't know much about it, he's probably like, okay, what's the big deal?
Man, come on, man. Mike,
well, no, I've shown this for people who are not Star Wars fans.
How old are they?
And they
how
look, old are grown people.
How old?
And a teenager. Grown people and teenager. And they looked at that and was like, okay. I mean, but they don't know the context of any of this. It doesn't mean anything to them because, you know, they don't really know the characters. So, and then the characters that they possibly would know are not even shown in that.
How do grown people not know what Star Wars is?
No. I didn't say they didn't know what Star Wars is. I'm saying they're not going to go gaga for characters they don't know and they have no idea.
Right. I don't know any characters.
They have no idea what this movie is about.
I don't know.
Because that trailer does not describe anything unless you have a context to know what the mythos of it is. We're super dudes into this. So yeah, of course it appeals to us, but I'm just saying to some people that don't watch the movies like we do and maybe have seen them in passing, they didn't show anything for them to jump out of their seats at. When the black dude jumps up, they're like, who is that?
Mike.
I'm listening.
I'm telling you, I'm talking about the audience that knows who the Fantastic Four is.
Right.
And the audience that knows who Star Wars is. The people you're talking about, I'm not talking about them.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
I'm saying that even if you – I'm saying the Star Wars teaser, the average person that hasn't been living under a rock for the last 40 years knows the general story of what Star Wars is about. And what I'm saying is if you consider those people, the Star Wars teaser showed me lightsabers, X-Wing fighters. It showed me the Millennium Falcon, TIE fighters. It showed me all that shit. This showed me tight panning shots of the actors. It showed me people crawling around in spacesuits. Mm-hmm. It showed me the Human Torch. I assume it's the Human Torch. Way off in the distance, I guess down a hallway or something.
Right.
And it showed me shadowy figures looking at some lights.
Which I think is their intention. Well, you know, I read the interview with the director. He said that was his intention. He doesn't want to show you a lot. He wants to save it for the movie. He doesn't want it to be like the other movies. He wants it to be like, you're not going to know. I don't want you to know too much going into this. I want to preserve that feeling of I don't know everything that's going on, so I'm not going to show you everything. I can respect that. You know, that's kind of cool.
And yeah, I'm sure Fox is really happy with that. We don't want to show.
They are the ones that called the shots, so they must be happy because this is their movie, ain't his? So they're the ones that are approving this. So they must be happy with it, right? They don't have to go along with what he thinks.
I think they know they have some bullshit on their hands because this movie
comes
out.
They might.
Hold on. When did this movie come out?
I don't have the date in front of me. I'm not sure.
Let's look that shit up then.
Go ahead.
It comes out this year, right?
Oh, it does, definitely. Most definitely.
And you mean to tell me in today's marketing frenzy for movies where you got to get all your money back in the first weekend,
mm-hmm.
the marquee poster, all it has is a 4 on it? Fuck out of here, man.
Again, we will see. I'm not saying the movie is good. I haven't seen it. I'm not sitting here telling you it's going to be good.
I'm not saying the movie's. I don't know. I'm pretty sure the movie's going to suck. I'm just talking. Forget the movie. I'm talking about the teaser.
Right. Like I said, you know, go back to your original question. I had no problem with it. I thought it was cool. I want to see more. You know, so I think that's probably what their intent is, for us to want to see more. Feel like we want to see more, and I want to see more. So I didn't have no problem with it personally. I don't compare it to Star Wars, because to me Star Wars blows out of the water. But every trailer blown out of the water, Star Wars blows out of the water, because I know what Star Wars is, and I'm anticipating the hell out of that. They could have just said Star Wars up there. I still would have thought it was dope, but that's me.
I don't see what anyone saw in this trailer. I'm calling it a teaser. I don't know what anyone saw in this that makes them say, "Oh, wow, I can't wait to see it now."
Well, are you saying that that's what people are saying, though?
The people I'm dealing with on Facebook, and I'm reading an article now that says, what is this, movies cheat sheet. New trailer for Fantastic Four quells fans' fears.
I guess you out the loop, bro.
No, I'm not out the loop.
Everybody else is feeling that way, you not.
Yeah, because everybody else is a sucker, that's
why.
Well,
then I guess everyone is a sucker and you're not. You're the last of the real ones.
Exactly. Me and
Big Sexy. Welcome to the old Brooklyn.
Me and Big Sexy.
There you go. And y'all will be the last two left. that's what it is, man. They're not probably not making this movie for you, though. I think that's the thing.
Well, who are they making it for?
They're probably making it. Oh, obviously, I would imagine they're making it for a widescreen audience. You know, popcorn flick summer movie. That's what they're making it for.
So why don't we allow them to change up the Avengers then, huh?
They don't. You don't think they've changed the Avengers?
No,
the books are changing. The books are changing to reflect. No, but the books are changing to reflect the movie.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask it? Okay. As far as I know, Tony Stark is still a billionaire,
right?
And he wears a red and gold metal suit,
right?
Bruce Banner is still a scientist, and he transforms into one ton. I don't know how much the Hulk was. 2,500 pound green. Giant.
Right.
All the other characters, maybe you could say Hawkeye is slightly different because he doesn't wear a mask. Other than that, they stay pretty true to the characters.
Right. Though the books don't.
Tony Stark is not
the source material doesn't stay true to it, though. But you don't have a problem. Do you have a problem with
that? What's that now? What?
But the source material doesn't stay true to the characters.
What are you talking about?
Are they not changing the source material to match the movie universe?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm talking about the books, the actual books that you
talking about the storyline? You talking about the storylines?
The books that the movies are supposed to be based on.
The characters are all the characters are true to the characters in the book.
I'm saying that may be somewhat true, different variations of the characters, but I'm just saying even the source material.
What do you mean different variations of the characters?
Like Nick Fury, he's not the classic one. He's the character let me finish.
It's staying true to the Nick Fury and
right,
the ultimate
I'm saying,
universe.
Right, but I'm saying the book that is created to, what do you guys say, pander to be more inclusive. So let's have him be Samuel Jackson, the black guy. I mean, it's pulling the things that you complain the movies would be doing. I'm just saying the books are doing the same sort of thing that some
wrong.
Of these other movies are. And
you're
I'm
wrong.
Saying that the Marvel universe is seeming to want to try and realign the source material to actually match the movies.
You're wrong.
That's your opinion.
No, I'm saying you are objectively wrong.
And I'm saying that's your opinion.
It's not my opinion, it's the truth.
I'm sure everything you say
is
the truth.
The books, Mike.
Yes, sir.
In the ultimate, listen closely.
I'm listening very
closely.
I want
everyone listening to hear
me. I have my headset on. Go ahead.
In the Fantastic Four 616 universe and in the Ultimate universe, Reed Richards is a genius from jump. He's not a store clerk.
Right. Okay? Did they say he's not a genius from jump in the movie? Or did they say he works at a store? That's two different things.
Okay.
Isn't it?
What I mean is he's known as a genius around the world. He is a scientist.
Make sure you're, because you said listen clearly.
Yeah.
In the Ultimate universe,
yes.
Reed Richards is known as a genius around the world from the jump. Did you read the first couple of issues?
Was he a store clerk? I just asked you that question.
That's not the thing.
I asked whether was he a store clerk.
Does that mean you can't be a genius and work at a store?
Mike, yes or no? Was he a store clerk in the Ultimate FF?
No, but was he a genius written around the world in the Ultimate FF, as you stated? No, he was not.
Okay, so he wasn't a genius around the world, but he was not a store clerk, was he?
I didn't say he was. So both of us are inaccurate. But I'm saying, and I haven't seen the movie.
But
Does that mean, I don't want you to be clear and to say that just because he's a store clerk, that doesn't mean he's still not a scientific genius. We don't know if it. Are you insinuating that somehow his powers give him the genius mind or something?
Am I in an episode of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
You might be, but answer the question.
Mike.
Are you going to answer the question?
Okay. I will indulge you. Ask me the question again.
No, so I'll slow it down. Because, as you were saying, that he is a store clerk in this new movie, does that mean that he still cannot be the genius mind? Just because he's working in a store clerk, does that mean he's still not the same character in terms of that he's still a genius and still creates whatever is going to happen?
I will answer that question in two parts.
Okay.
One, short answer, no, it doesn't mean that.
Okay.
Two, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, that a genius would be working as a store clerk in a story that's made up.
Right. Kind of like Peter Parker being a genius,
a high school student. That's a big difference.
Well, they're both young they're young in the Ultimates, they're kids, and they're young in this, which is what they're saying is based off.
I'm going to ask you this question.
I'm
going to ask you this question one more time.
Go ahead.
In the Ultimate FF, was Reed Richards, whether he was a genius or not, did he start off working as a store clerk?
No, he did not.
Okay, end of period. End of story.
Right. The point would be what at the end of the story?
That it's ridiculous that if everyone's telling me, well, he's adapting from the Ultimate FF, that's bullshit because Reed Richards was not a store clerk in the Ultimate FF.
Again, I think that's kind of what adapting and based off doesn't mean it's doing an exact storytelling. I don't think, again, as none of these movies are exact replicas of anything, they're not. The only one I can say comic book movie that's the exact replica of something was Watchmen, and people had a problem with that.
Okay, y'all want to play?
I don't assume any of these. I would be shocked if any of these comic book movies are exact replicas of the book, and you can break down every point and it matches. Does the Avengers have more matches? Yes, but it is an exact replica? No.
I didn't write. See, you distorting what I'm saying. I never said that it has to be an exact replica, but what has to be exact is the characterizations. Now, none of these Marvel movies, for the most part, none of them have stayed true to the stories that appear with these characters in the books, but that would be impossible to do on a budget, on a limited, I'm talking about $100 to $200 million. You can't do, in Fantastic Four number 5, when they meet Dr. Doom, they go back in time to get Blackbeard's treasure. They can't do that.
There's been many back in time movies. I don't understand why they couldn't be able to do it.
Because first of all, the story was told in 1963 or 4, okay, and the story probably doesn't have the same appeal as it does
so that's moving away from budgetary reasons. You're talking about the appeal of it to the audience, which I agree.
But I'm saying that they're taking the characters, they're staying true to the characters, and they're just putting them in stories that they can afford to do and they can contain in 2 hours.
Well, right, that's all comic book movies do that, don't they?
I understand, but okay. I said, and you try to act like you didn't hear me say this.
No, I heard you 3 times. Let me say it. Tony Stark is still a drunk.
Tony Stark is a billionaire who wears a suit.
Right.
Bruce Banner is still a scientist who turns into the Hulk.
Right.
Black Widow is still she's Russian. Maybe she doesn't speak with a Russian accent, but she's still a Russian agent.
And Reed Richards is still a genius and will become a superhero.
But he is supposed to be a genius.
Whether or not he works at the store or he's in high school, the end result, he will still be what he is known for on a base level, on a basic level.
This is some bullshit.
It may be bullshit to you, but I'm just saying that's, again, as long as he goes down the route he's supposed to, doesn't matter. Same way, if they're going to make him be black, with Michael B. Jordan, if he's still the Human Torch and is still become the superheroes, then they'll essentially be doing the gist of what the Fantastic Four is.
This is bullshit.
It may be, but it's again, bullshit. It will still be called the Fantastic Four and it'll still be what it is. It's based off of it. And that's exactly what it is. The same way what's his name? Kingpin was black or something in that one whack Daredevil movie. He was still the Kingpin character. His race had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Same way you said Hawkeye is sort of changed. I mean, essentially, he is still the same. He does the same sort of thing.
You're taking a character who, in the books, the classic character.
Which one are you talking about?
Can I finish?
Well, I mean, which character are you talking about?
Can I finish? And you'll find out.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Go ahead. Okay. You're taking a classic character who, in the book, was the world's most intelligent man. Developed unstable molecules, patented it, became a million. Oh, I don't know. He became wealthy enough to own, buy the Baxter Building. He discovered the negative zone. He was a genius from the start. He never worked in a fucking store.
But that doesn't mean he's not a genius, though, Mike. I guess I don't understand.
I didn't say that.
Well, but you kept saying he's a genius from the start. I'm assuming he will be a genius from the start in this. He still discovers the negative zone in this movie, right?
Reed Richards in 616 or Ultimate did not work in retail.
I agree with you. He didn't. But again, as you stated earlier, just a few minutes ago, they're going to change the story to make it fit with the attentions of today.
You're not understanding me.
I know I'm not. I'm just. But did you not say that?
You don't change the character.
Right, but
I'm. You change the story, but you don't change the character.
I've heard you say that three times. We heard you.
And the character never worked in a.
Right, you said that six times. We heard you. I know. We said we know. But I'm just saying, that still, essentially, it's going to be the same character. It's not going to be as closely aligned to it as you stated. Hopefully, it works, not being that way. But we've seen it both ways. So we'll see what happens. You know, at the end of the day, that's all we're going to do. As my man Sean Hill say, I guess we'll wait and see.
I cannot wait till they fuck up a character that you like.
Like what character? I mean, they've done many characters probably that I don't care for. But
no. A character that you like.
Like who, Luke or something? I don't know.
Any character you like, I hope they fuck him up.
Why would you hope that?
So I can see you talk about, man, what are they doing? I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Hilarious.
I can't wait. Because, see, I...
Who would I'm just trying to think who that would be.
The first comic book I ever bought in life was a Fantastic Four comic book.
Right.
I have every one of them from probably issue 20 on. I don't appreciate what this motherfucker is doing to this.
See, here we go. Listen, you might want to slap away from the books just a little bit. Like, they're not ruining your books, Mike.
They are ruining the books.
No, those books, you can still open them and read them, and it's still going to be the great stories that you've always had. This is just something based off of that, made for the masses, man. It is not made for you, the hardcore, true blue, Fantastic Four, Excelsior type dude. That's not what this is made for. You are going to be disappointed because it ain't going to be that. I guarantee you it'll never be that. If you was a hardcore X-Men fan, I'm sure the real diehard X-Men dudes think these movies are ridiculous.
Mike, answer me this question.
I will try to.
I get you. Answer me this question. Why were people complaining about the characterization of Dr. Doom and Galactus in the first two FF films, yet they are being suckers for this? Why
is it okay? I'll try to answer. Well, Dr. Galactus we knew that he's a giant dude, right? And today's movies, I don't understand why you would not have a giant dude. They got no budget reasons. They can do anything in movies. Why can't they have him be in the movie? So that was horrible. And again, even if it was a cloud or whatever, the movie was horrible. Like, if it would have been still a good-ass movie and it made some sense, then you would have probably looked over that because, like, damn, that movie rocked. But it was a horrible movie, and that was a horrible choice to have that cloud. The Doctor Doom, again, the whole movie was horrible, let alone the characterizations of the people. I didn't really like the guy playing the Thing, and I think he's good in the Shield. But I thought that was a joke. But the movie was terrible. So, of course, the movie overall was whack. The actors in those, bro, I didn't like that girl. She's horrible.
Okay.
That's my answer.
You're saying that it wasn't the fact that Galactus was a cloud. It wasn't the fact that Dr. Doom was a some sort of metrosexual.
I'm saying it's all of it.
Hold on, let me finish.
Okay, well, I'm just telling you. You were saying what I said, and I'm just telling you exactly what I meant. You can keep going, but.
But you're saying that it wasn't just that. It was the whole movie. That didn't play into
for
it.
For me,
it
just, that's my answer.
The whole movie.
For me, yes, my answer.
See, I'm saying the reason the movie was bad mm-hmm. is because of those things.
Okay. I can see your point.
And it kind of pisses me off that people are so accepting of anything nowadays.
Well, I mean, you don't have to accept. You don't have to go see it. You don't have to accept it. If you like it, you'll watch it. To me, it's, again, I get it. I understand what you're saying. But I just think you're going to be disappointed because, again, this movie isn't going to be an adaptation. Just like the X-Men, they don't fit the... I wish they would make the X-Men a real X-Men movie, but I know they're not. And what they have given me, some of them are good enough that I like them, even though they're not really... I want to see Wolverine in yellow. I want to see Storm with the Mohawk in action. I want to see... But I understand they ain't got the balls to go there yet. And they're being successful with not going here, so why are they? Why would they, right? They're not making it for me. They don't probably think that they could make the movie and it'd be taken serious. But we could probably say, hey, the Avengers, they didn't take it serious and they in the costumes and it worked. Why can't you do it? But everybody ain't Marvel.
I'd love to see everyone's reaction if the Avengers was all, 20-year-olds running around in containment suits with their powers. I'd love to see how people would react to that. Oh, well, it's okay. Wow, the trailer looked good. They showed me panning close-up shots of the actors.
Hey, if that's what they had, I'm sure people would love it. I'm not saying it'd be as good as it is now, but again, you get the right people making anything, it could work. People like the Sean Hill said the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I didn't like the book, but it works. People don't know that. Apparently, people don't know that the X-Men ain't nothing like that either, but it ain't stopping people from going to see it. So,
okay.
Yeah. Again, that's why I like The Watchmen. I mean, they gave us straight no chaser there. Now, everybody, and I agree with some of the points, some of these movies are not going to appeal to a wide audience if you do that. And, of course, these movie places, studios, they want to appeal to a wide audience. They could give a fuck about what we think about the adaptation. They want that money.
I think it's sad.
I can understand it. It's business. It's my man Billy.
I was just saying for the record, I don't understand how everyone who was really upset about how Josh Trank is changing everything. I don't know what they saw in that teaser that made them so can't wait now. It looks interesting. I don't know what they saw.
Yeah, it looks interesting to me. I would say you should probably be more mad at Marvel. Because they're really about the money that they would sell off this shit like that, knowing damn well.
Well, they sold off Spider-Man too.
Horrible.
But
well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 was bad for other reasons and why I think this is, then when I'm thinking this is going to be bad, at least Spider-Man was Spider-Man. Garfield. He probably was a little bit more brash, but he was a kid. He wore the red and blue suit.
And that movie was still horrible. And the movie was still horrible.
I let off saying that the movie was horrible, but I said it was horrible for reasons that I'm not complaining that this is going to be horrible about because it was
true.
But it was still true to the character.
Well, right. And that's what I said. I don't care if it's true to the character. If the movie is horrible, I don't want to see a true representation in the movie is horrible. That doesn't appeal to me. And I get what you're saying. I'm just saying.
No, no, you don't hear what I'm saying because I didn't say it.
Well, you said that the movie.
Let me say what I want to say. Let me just say.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. With Amazing Spider-Man 2, mm-hmm. The characterization of Spider-Man was on point.
Right.
The story sucked.
Right.
With this teaser, it looks like, I don't know what the story is going to be, but the characterization sucks.
Right. Okay, now we get it. The thing is, though, even if you have the characterization strong, if that movie is whack, then it doesn't matter, as with Spider-Man. And that's what I'm saying. That's fine. You could have a great actor in a horrible movie, but that doesn't mean I want to watch that movie. So I don't want, at the same point, I don't want to see one good over here and then this part is bad. They both have to be aligned. Otherwise, the movie is not going to work. You know, so you can have them look like damn near the character off the book, or that guy was acting his ass off in that movie. Yeah, but that movie was a piece of shit. So I don't, it ain't saving nothing. Then same with this. If the movie isn't good, doesn't matter the interpretation of them characters. The whole thing has to mesh together. That's why I say back to them Fantastic Four. The whole thing was the problem. I don't want to see a movie where it's half this and half that, because it still wouldn't be good then. It's not going to be uneven. Just like you said, Spider-Man or whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. The characterization was dope, but it is a piece of shit. I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to see it again. And it's not going to help the brand by having, man, put him in the costume and then and go let George Lucas write the script. I just, you know, I need to see, just like Phantom Menace. That was some Star Wars. Motherfuckers had the lightsabers. They had the authentic stuff, but I can't breathe. You know, get that dude out of there as Anakin. Get the fuck are they saying, man? This is a horrible movie. That was bringing the whole thing down. So that's my point, is to say you got to have both of them. I agree. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but these movies are not going to ride.
You can't compare Star Wars to this.
Well, that's what you did. I'm only doing what you did.
I did not. What are you talking about?
Did you not compare Fantastic Four to Star Wars?
I didn't.
Who was that talking about the trailers?
I was talking about, what? I brought up the trailers for Star Wars?
Oh.
But, well, for the new one, right. You're talking about the prequels.
Slow down, Mike.
I'm saying you can't compare the prequels to this.
Well, that's what you say. But yeah, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. So as I said before, the movies have to be all the way around. You got the last word, and we're going to wrap this up. Go ahead.
The Star Wars prequels contain characters that did not exist 60 years ago or however long ago, like the Fantastic Four characters. So it's apples and oranges. These characters have been, to me at least, are indelible. And Josh Trank has a big pair of fucking balls to come in here and make these changes. And comic book geeks are a bunch of sheep. If they look at this teaser, which I probably could have done myself in my sleep, with the help of a good CGI team
and some money.
If I had a dolly, I do have a dolly, and I put my camera on my dolly, I can use the same fucking trailer that this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Q Storm just said he's going to produce something better than the Fantastic Four. We're going to hold you to that.
I said I could have
done you could. This. You could. You know who you sound like right now?
I don't give a fuck who I sound like.
He all right. My cousin can did that. He ain't rapping. Shit, my nephew and them are rapping down there.
Whatever. Look, don't fuck with me in Fantastic Four, okay? I'm just telling you.
Okay, Mike. All right, Q. My bad. I'll call you by your government now. I'm snitching. Dry snitching. You were riding for that. You riding for Stan Lee and them, boy. Yes,
you
sir, boss.
I am.
Yes, sir, boss.
Yes, I am.
They don't give a damn about your opinion. He's cashing it. Stan Lee co-signed this goddamn movie.
Stan Lee is now in his 90s.
Now you're going to disrespect the God?
I'm not going to disrespect him. I'm going to say that he wants a paycheck.
Don't we all?
All right, so that's invalid. In fact, that he coached, I don't care.
I'm sure you don't care, but I'm just saying the guy who really whose matters, he is in line with this.
This is the
same
guy that wanted a paycheck to be in a DC movie. Come on.
Hey, because he's a creator. He's about giving props, and he's about that paper. Just as Marvel is, just as Fox, and just as Tranks. And at the end of the day, nigga, just as you. Because you filming some questionable stuff, reality.
What are you talking about?
You over there, ain't you? I thought you said I ain't going to put your business on there. But anyway.
No, go ahead and put my business. I ain't going to do it. What, did I shop porn?
Well, I wasn't going there, but I mean.
Okay, see, where are you going?
Don't snitch on yourself. Slow down.
What?
You already had the last word. We're going to wrap this up.
I'm just telling you, don't mess with me. In fact, I will get passionate like
right.
a motherfucker.
I see. I hear you. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, the creator is in line with this movie. Now, we're going to end
care.
It.
I don't care.
Good.
The creator is 90 years old and wants a paycheck.
Now you can age discrimination.
I respect Stan Lee, but the brother is probably senile by now.
Wow.
I saw that bullshit.
Hold on. Slow down. No, you already had the last word. We are finishing this show. I already gave you the last word, man. You already did the last word. We got to wrap this up. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Two Nigs Yelling and Screaming for Podcasting in the Fantastic Four. Q-Stone, where can they find you online?
I tell you what, you're not going to find me anywhere until I get this this review of this teaser done for this Fantastic Four teaser.
Okay, so well, there you go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please follow Podcast Juice online. Check us out on Twitter at Podcast Juice. We're also on Facebook. Just look up Podcast Juice. And also, lastly, we are trying to work it like a job. So you need to jump onto our Indiegogo page. The link is at the bottom of this show. And open yourself up. Open your wallet up if you can. If you got some spare change. Put in so that we can grow and take this to the next level. And if we get enough money, we're going to get Q to go meet. We'll get him into a Comic-Con or something and get up there so he can go talk to Stan Lee one-on-one about this situation.
No, you know what? You know what? If you want to see something, if you want to see something, put me on a stage one-on-one with Josh Trank.
Oh, Lord. We'll put you in the ring.
Please do.
You want to fight. All right, man. There you go. Meet me in Temecula.
I would meet him in Temecula.
Oh, Lord. All right, we out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
What's wrong with you, man?
Working like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Damn.
Let me calm down.